We're doing Rav Chalap on the 3 weeks, and our topic is Sinat Chinam, baseless hatred. The root of baseless hatred between man and his fellow man is really that cursed hatred that man has clung on to his mind, that hatred of how he connects to Hashem, how he serves Hashem. Baseless hatred is really rooted in I love my way of doing things. And I don't want to think about the real path I'm on, and that the real path involves you and you and you and all different people doing things different ways. The real redemption of Am Yisrael is contingent on connecting many different paths. We're not the same. We're not supposed to be the same. We make the beautiful tapestry when we have vibrant colors that are different. And within those colors, we're all headed to the same service of Hashem. But I have to respect your color and not see it as a weakness, but see it as a strength. It could be that if we work together out of mutual respect and love, then I grow from you and you grow from me because we are different. This task is specifically for the tzaddikim who sense in their soul that they're set up to do this, to work with someone very different from them and learn and become better through that. When we start feeling, I am better because you are different than me, I am better, not you're annoying, I am better, that's the beginning of the redemption, that's the spark of the light of Elio. That we say Elio's light will come from the souls of the tzaddikim. Says Rav Chalap, when is that? When we can look at people who are different than us and see the light in them. This concept was elaborated upon by my Rebbe Rav Pesen Zatzal. He said, when you look at the Netziv's introduction to Torah, the Netziv says, why were the Avot called Yesharim? Because they were ready to respect other people who were different than them in the service of Hashem. That's why they were called Yesharim. We would think Yashar is, I'm straight. If you're straight, you gotta be like me. No, the Avot's, the patriarch's straightness was, you're good, and you're good, and you're good. And I'm straight, but so are you straight. We could be parallel lines, and we're headed in the same direction, and that's great. That's why the Avot, the patriarchs, were called Yesharim. And the second temple was destroyed, according to the Netziv, because people couldn't see other people serving Hashem different than them. And so they started saying, you're not Bikoris, you're not Bikoris. And in today's day and age, excuse me for saying so, I think the term people use is, you're Erev Rav. We use different terms in today's day and age, but it's the same Sinat Chinam. People are very busy asking questions about is he a kosher Jew? Is he a kosher Jew? We have to be busy building ourselves to be straight and being able to see other people who are straight, and even if they're very different than us, being able to see the good in them and appreciating and learning from it. It's not that I have the patience to have him here. It's that I appreciate that I can learn from his difference from me. That, says Rav Chalap, is the revelation of the spark of Mashiach, of Elio. Yes, sir.
What is the quality of Eliyahu? Where do we learn how he's connected to this idea of seeing the good of each person, each type of derech?
The Navi in Malachi says he's coming, and the Medrash Rabban Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that after Eliyahu was so zealot, such a zealot, Hashem said to him, why are you always being such a zealot? I want you now to go and always tell me good. Go to every Bris Milah, go to every Pesach. You keep coming and telling me how good the Jewish people are. So we see that's part of Eliyahu's job.